So hello Audio Boom, it's Thursday the 20th of November 2014, and I just basically want to come and reflect on things, I guess. Everything that's going on around in the world, particularly the issues with Ebola. I was sitting there yesterday, about to have a meal with my friend. We were at Franco Manco, and we were sitting in a seating area surrounded by stalls and food stalls and shops and sort of really high end brands. You know, we were in the middle of Westfield Stratford, sort of the epitome of, like, you know, high end, like very plush shopping. We were guided to seats by concierges in suits. And I was sitting there and I just suddenly thought how lucky and grateful, I don't know what kind of society do we live in, that we're in that. And then I was watching a program called Panorama, the Ebola Frontline. And there was a little 11-month-old baby who died on his own in bed because his parents had already died, you know, bleeding from his eyes from Ebola. And part of that was the fact that maybe if the world had cared a lot earlier, then he may not have been in that position. Who knows? You know, it took almost over 4,000 people to die, but more importantly, it was when a couple of nurses and priests got infected in Europe, and an American was taken ill in Texas, that suddenly the Americans spoke out, and the West suddenly woke up to the fact that there was this horrible, horrible disease sweeping through West Africa. And as Obama said, in order to prevent Americans getting Ebola at home, they had to stop it in West Africa. So that's when they suddenly decided to take notice. I mean, 4,000 people. And before that, there hadn't really been much coverage, really. Not as much media coverage as there is now. And it's just like, at the end of the day, these 4,000 people were people. They're human beings, you know. They had families, they had lives, they had ambitions, whatever those would have been. And they're just reduced to statistics right now. And, you know, I sort of think, I'll do what I can, I'll donate in whatever way I can. But it takes more than one person to speak out. And it takes, more important, it takes the powers that be that need to stop worrying, stop, you know, I don't know, bickering and worrying about small political matters when they have the ability and the power to make so much change. So much money is spent on pointless warfare and all these chemical weapons and nuclear weapons rubbish. Why do you need to create a gun to kill someone? Jeez, you know? Like, why don't you create like a something that will create peace instead? Something that will spend the money on teaching people about race relations, about how to get along with each other, about, you know, it's ridiculous. And I'm not really saying anything except that something needs to change, I think. Society is messed up. It really is. Fact that, you know, death can be reduced to just numbers and statistics, and it's such a difficult and personal issue for every person involved. But when you're so far removed, or when there's people that are so far removed, it's so easy to just turn away. And also, it's shocking how the media also shape what we think about, really. If, you know, when the Israeli-Palestinian war was happening, that was on the news all the time. Now who's thinking about all those kids that got injured and things like that, because they're not on the news anymore? there's so many other positive things in the world as well that I never really talked about, never really reported about all the good things that people can do. And that's what should be focused on as well. It should be a balanced view. There should be care and compassion, and then, you know, rather than the media skewing our view of life. And I've got nothing more to say, so I'm just going to stop and hope that one day people will change and realise that we as humans have the emotion and the ability to get on if we wanted to.